In Return to Sender, Julia Alvarez imagines a Mexican family and moves them into a trailer on the Paquette Dairy Farm in the Champlain Valley. Soon, the air is filled with secrets. 11-year-old Tyler Paquette must not tell anyone at school about the new workers on the farm. 11-year-old Maudie Cruz must not tell anyone that she was born in Mexico. And where is Maudie's mother? She's been missing for almost a year. Alvarez tackles big issues in this novel for young readers, and the longer the Cruises stay at the Paquette farm, the more complicated it gets. Alvarez writes, "It used to be that Tyler knew exactly what was right, what was wrong, what it meant to be a patriot or a hero or a good person. Now he's not so sure. Take his dad, who has to be the most patriotic American Tyler has ever known. But even Dad has had to employ Mexicans without papers to keep his farm. Tyler himself has gotten so attached to the Cruises that he has even offered to hide them if Homeland Security comes on the premises." And La Migra, immigration, does indeed raid the trailer. The Cruz men are taken into custody while Tyler and spunky Grandma Paquette hide the girls. It's up to quiet Maudie Cruz, Tyler's new friend, to find the courage to speak up, tell the truth, and reunite her family. Some of the characters in this book sparkle with life. Tyler's grandmother, a recent widow, gives the three Cruz girls lots of love, and they teach her their holiday traditions. Grandma constructs a Day of the Dead tribute to her husband. His photo, his John Deere cap, his fishing lures, and a little dish of pistachios surround the family Bible. "I don't call it an altar," Grandma assures Tyler. "I call it a memory table." But Grandma's children think she's going crazy and try to move her into a nursing home. The Cruises are horrified. These Americans have no respect for their elders. Grandma and the little girls provide light and wit to this dark story. Maudie and Tyler and the other adults are all weighed down by the difficult situation, and the book does not have a happily ever after ending. The novel is also dimmed by its awkward structure. Maudie's voice is heard through her letters, long explanatory missives in prose no 11-year-old girl would ever write. And though the book is set in Vermont, there's very little sense of place. The Cruz girls never marvel at their first snowy winter, and school is represented by a teacher's voice and little else. Still, I'm glad Alvarez wrote this book. Kids won't find any easy answers in Return to Sender. The problems faced by North Country farmers and the hardworking Latinos they hire to help them won't be solved by the stroke of a pen. But young readers will enjoy getting to know the Paquettes and the Cruises, two fictional families who meet on a Vermont dairy farm and share with each other their holidays, their languages, and their dreams.